Darrell, on the wheat market, the last 2 days we've seen that U.S. wheat futures market come down substantially. Any main factor driving those prices down?
I think the only factor that I can see that moved the market lower was that we reached the threshold number of around the $5 a bushel mark, which resulted in some fairly good profits for people that have been long the market to date, and we just had a round of profit taking at this point in time.
So, I mean, there wasn't any influence on rains or improving crop conditions in the U.S. at all?
No, in fact, it would appear as though the crop condition has actually deteriorated. In the most recent crop condition reports, we will be moving into harvest now and are into harvest in the southern states, so it'll be a matter now of what the yields actually start shaping up to be as the product arrives at local elevators. This time of year, you'd normally have some fairly heavy hedging pressure as the crop arrives at the elevator door, but we could maybe see something a little bit different this year.
Is a key number to watch, I guess, that $5 a bushel and what happens when the market gets there?
Absolutely, because if we cross that threshold again and push through that, then the investment capital that's been tracking this market quite closely will be very much geared up to re-own the crop again, and it would result again in another push of funds into the wheat market and in all likelihood push values higher.
So, Darrell, do you suspect as we move in through the winter wheat harvest here, we're going to see a little more volatility in this market?
I think the volatility has already been, reasonably strong, although it's not as volatile as I've seen it in the past. There's 8-10 cent trading days are commonplace now, but yes, we could get much more volatile. And if that was to take place, 30 cent a bushel days prices, from high to low in a given trading session, that has happened in previous scenarios, a tight crop situation scenarios, and I wouldn't expect it to be any different this year.
So this week's pullback we've seen, you expect to stop fairly soon and then gauge the situation here?
Well, it would appear that way to me, Ray. We corrected maybe not even a third of the most recent advance, which is a fairly normal correction. Today we started weaker, ended the day slightly weaker, but not down that hard. And if we were to have, a substantial liquidation after a 10-cent drop yesterday, that should have followed through to the downside again today.
Darrell, the other market you're watching closely here is the U.S. corn market. And you're seeing some things develop there which show some potential?
Well, when you look at some long-term balance sheets which project forward current crop year and the next two subsequent crop years, projections are for about a 500 million bushel per year increase in the use of U.S. corn for ethanol production. If that continues and we do not have a continuing increase in trendline yields over above and beyond 150 bushels per acre, the balance sheets would start to get very, very tight by the 2008 crop year. So we have noticed that deferred corn futures December 2007 have gained more value than the nearby July contract in the last month or two.
That ethanol demand is driving that. So, Darrell, do you see that spilling over up here into Canada and what we may see even for our feed grains and our wheats?
It'll certainly have an influence on the local values, and we've already seen that. The feed wheat prices have gained, I believe, about $20 a ton. Barley market somewhat similar. We've not gained nearly as quickly, though, as the corn market, and that's basically we don't have the infrastructure here to use the crop for ethanol production at this point in time.
Is that going to hinder our ability to I guess, come along for the ride on this?
Well, if we really want to get along for the ride, I think we'd have to, have policies that are consistent with those that are in the United States that would encourage plant construction. And it would seem as though we're kind of a little slower in moving in that area. Of course, our pressures for Canadians on energy supplies may be a little somewhat less so than the U.S., which has to import a lot of its energy. So that's a factor, too. But definitely, if this takes place, feed grain prices will increase in price.
In the short term, Darrell, do you see potential in that rising U.S. corn market?
Well, what I'm just looking at here today, and this is very recent information as to what the percent of normal precipitation has been since the middle of May until the end of the month in some key growing states centered around the Great Lakes in the United States. And there's very large areas here, particularly to the west side of the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Illinois, Nebraska, that are showing only 50% of normal rainfall in the last couple of weeks. If we take the whole month, not as large an area, but certainly a fairly substantial area, again, 50% of normal. So we started the month off of May with less than normal rain in key growing areas, and if we project that forward, if that takes place again through the month of June, then I believe we're going to have quite a bit more action in the corn market. If If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com. Market Bennett.